What's up, everyone? You're listening to the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast, where you can get real, honest opinions about films that are opening in your theaters soon, and every once in a while, an older film as well. So stay tuned. Enjoy what you're hearing. Don't forget to like us and follow us on social media at VS Movie Podcast. You know how all that works. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast. I am Mark. Ryan is at the other end of the microphone. How are you doing tonight, Ryan?
We're tired.
We're tired. I know, right? It's been a long week. But there's a family movie opening tomorrow. Mm-hmm. If you're a fan of Steve Carell and Gru and those lovable little rapscallion minions, Minions: The Rise of Gru opens tomorrow from Imagination. It's family film for once. It's not Tom Cruise fighting people in airplanes. It's not wizards killing baby deers. It's not Batman fighting crime. This is a good, wholesome, 100% family film. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, how in the world did they do the 1970s without any drugs? But yeah, I guess they did the 1970s without any drugs. You just have a bunch of villainous people, some homages to blaxploitation and
right.
Kung Fu. But yes, it's PG. I do believe there is some minion butt in it.
There's always minion butt in a movie with a minion. I commented to my wife, how many minion butts did we see?
So, but yeah, other than that, yeah, it's a family film.
It is a family film.
About villains and people who do bad things.
Which is what the original Minions was about, of course, with the lovely Sandra Bullock playing a villain, totally against type. Scarlet Overdrive, I believe was her villain name, and she gets a little call out cameo on a lunchbox in this one, which I thought was hilarious. Am I wrong in thinking, and you know what, the plot really doesn't matter, but let's talk about the plot really quick. The plot is that Gru is like 12 at this point, and
he still grew,
as we learned from the previous film. But you know, at the end of that, and he wants to join the Villainous Six because they have an opening and they are the world's premier villainous supergroup, if you will. They're the cream, the Asia, the supergroup of the crime world. They don't realize when they call him in for an interview that he's 12. And so they reject him out of hand. And he retaliates by stealing something that they need from them. And wackiness ensues as they attempt to get it back. And the minions attempt to help him keep it and get on the Villainous Six. So that's the basic premise of the film, such as it is. And on that framework, we get lots of minion comedy, lots of 70s callbacks, like you said, the blaxploitation films. Kung Fu is huge. You know, everybody was Kung Fu fighting, and so is Michelle Yeoh in this, as an acupuncturist, which I thought was awesome. That was actually one of the cuter little bits, was her acupuncture business. Am I wrong in thinking that this one feels, even though it's PG, it feels a lot geared for a lot younger crowd than even the last Minions was?
Well,
or am I just getting older?
No. I mean, when I walked out of the film, my comment was, I felt like it was missing a subplot. It was, and for a little while, like, we couldn't figure out, you know, well, it wasn't long, because, but one of our colleagues, Caitlin, came out from Bleeding Cool and said, yeah, you know, it's missing the heart. It doesn't have the three little girls, you know, that you can balance out the shenanigans with, and give it something more to, you know, a little, I guess, substance, I guess. So, no, I don't think you're wrong. I think this film is strangely, I mean, this is almost, it's like cotton candy. It is so sugary, and it dissolves, and then it's kind of gone. And I don't know, maybe people like cotton candy more than me, but then you kind of think, and how much did I spend on that?
Well, yeah, that's true.
And how much did I eat? And I mean, it's not a bad movie.
No. But, that's what I was going to say. It's not a bad film, but it is.
But there's no substance whatsoever. I mean, really, there's no character progression. There's no, you know, it's kind of boring to have Gru be Gru at 12,
right,
to be honest with you, because it's like, well, it's just Gru in smaller form.
Right.
I thought there was. I mean, his relationship with his mother is a little weird. Mm-hmm. I guess I want to be emotionally involved, and there was really nothing emotionally to be involved with. And so in a way, it's the perfect checkout film.
Yeah.
You know, you just go, you watch, it doesn't ask you to like really do anything more than sit there.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, it's going to make a lot of money and a lot of people are going to like it, but ultimately it's not great. It's just kind of mediocre.
And it's not long either, even compared to the other ones. It's under an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the biggest crime committed in this film, though?
What is that?
The biggest crime in this film is that there's the Villainous Six.
Yeah.
Alan Arkin is the guy that started it, and he gets betrayed by the rest of the group, so he's out.
Yeah.
Taraji P. Henson takes over.
Yeah.
The other four villains are played by Jean-Claude Van Damme, Lucy Lawless, Dolph Lundgren, and Danny Trejo, but you would never know it by watching the film.
No.
Because if they speak, it is so short, so quick, and so not emblematic of those four actors, because you could have had a heyday with those four voices trying to work under Taraji P. Henson as villains, and they didn't.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That, in my estimation, is the biggest crime committed in this film.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't really see the appeal of, It's one of those things where we're told that they're the cream of the crop, where I don't necessarily believe that. I think they maybe have the best agent.
Right. You mean like the Seven and the Boys?
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, but again, I mean, I don't think this is a movie that wants to be scrutinized. Like, it's almost pointless to scrutinize it because it had such low ambitions.
No,
like,
yeah.
It's
to entertain the kids.
The kids and sell some toys.
Yep.
and keep the franchise in theaters until they can get the next film out. I mean, essentially, and remember, this film was, what, 3 years ago? I think it was supposed to come out.
Was it really?
Yeah, I mean, so it's been so long that they have Despicable Me 4 next year.
Oh, wow.
You know, and it was, so, yeah, I mean, it's...
Well, I hope he's a teenager, because I could watch teenage angst supervillain.
Well, no, I think because it's a Despicable Me, I think it's...
Oh, yeah, it would be adult.
Rather than a prequel,
that's true.
They can do whatever they want to this. I don't know why this was a Minions film and not a group, you know, not a Despicable Me. I guess it's the timeline. I don't know. But I don't know. It's, you know, I mean, it's going to make a lot of money over the holiday weekend.
Yeah.
I liked it less than Lightyear, but I think most people will enjoy it more than Lightyear. Simply because it's just exactly what you would expect it to be and nothing more, whereas I think Lightyear is still kind of a question mark for people.
Yeah.
They don't even know what to expect from it.
That's true. And now, so, of course, I don't know. I think Lightyear is a better movie. But yeah, I think this has more wide appeal.
Yeah.
I just want to know.
I mean, it's like, you know... It's strange to me. I mean, this is like if Quentin Tarantino influenced an animated film as far as like the references. I mean, Kung Fu was fairly big, and Blaxploitation, I guess, had, you know, but it's just kind of strange that those are the things that they're playing tribute to, because even a lot of the mainstream audience that's going to be watching this has really no idea what they're referencing, other than the fact that they've seen a Quentin Tarantino movie or, you know, something that was, so it's a weird little.
Yeah. It's like that's content. There to try to eye candy the parents, but yeah, the kids won't get it. There is not a lot of substance here. It's weird to say that about a Minions film, but Caitlin is right. Without the girls, it doesn't really have a heart.
It just doesn't, you know, fine, fun, yeah. Great.
So that's crazy. So it opens tomorrow, which will be Friday, the 1st of July. They're probably already screening it tonight, truth be told, because that's what we do now. We say it opens on Friday, but we'll show it on Thursdays. And that's just how it works. And that's fine, especially on the holiday weekend. So, if you have kids sub 10, especially, I think this is a really safe choice, for going to the theaters. And it might be safe enough to win the box office.
Oh, I think it will.
I think it will
handily win. I think the other films will do well, but I think that this will be the one that
it won't be a Monday morning count up like it was last week for Elvis and Top Gun.
Probably not. No.
It'll be clear, but
that said, I mean, what Top Gun has been able to do is pretty incredible. So,
and I hope Elvis can do it as well, which we have not talked about Elvis. Did we talk about Elvis?
I don't know.
I talked about Elvis with Patrick Beatty.
There you go.
Okay. We have not talked about Elvis. We're going to have to do that at some point, because I'll be interested to know your take. But we'll do that at a future time. But I hope people go and see Elvis as well, because that's more of an adult fun time than Minions fun time. So
kids aren't going to really like Elvis.
No, it's a little slow and a little long for kids. So yeah, that's definitely not a good choice for them. So but we can both recommend it for families.
Yeah, I mean.
Just know what you're getting into.
Like, there's a part of me that says, yeah, but you really should see Lightyear. But you know what? I think if you're a kid, that Minions is probably more the length of it. I guess Minions would be my choice for family friendly film over the 4th.
Yeah. Dang it. All right. Well, we've got more movies to talk about. There's a big, huge, huge release next week, which we're going to talk about in a minute. And that would be the Marvel release. So there you go. There's your tease for that. But until we come back to talk about that, we hope everyone enjoys your long holiday weekend. Please be safe, especially if you're using fireworks, and especially if you're using fireworks in a place that might catch on fire, like us around here in Utah, for example. We catch fire if we think about fire right now. So take it easy. Stay safe. Don't forget to like us. Follow us on social media at VS Movie Podcast. You know the drill. If you're on YouTube, click subscribe. That would be great as well. Until we talk to you again, I am Mark. That is Ryan. Bye, Ryan.
See you guys.
And we will talk to you all later.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.